Page 68. Track 4. Listening 3. 1.
When I was a kid, I got stuck in an elevator when the electricity went out, and since then, I've always been afraid of elevators. I was all alone, and there was no way to get out of the elevator. I hated that feeling. Now I almost never use elevators. I take the stairs instead. If I have to take an elevator, for example, if I'm in a really tall building, I make sure there's someone else in the elevator with me. The only problem is, sometimes I have to wait a long time until another person comes along.
2.
I don't like swimming in the ocean because the waves are so dangerous. They always knock me over. I also hate the way that seaweed touches me when I swim in the ocean. I always think it's some animal that's going to bite me. You know, like a shark or a jellyfish. That's why I only swim in the swimming pool. The only problem is that the pool in my neighborhood is always crowded.
3.
Birds are the only animals I'm really afraid of. But not all birds, just seagulls. Like at the beach. I don't mind most little birds because they leave you alone. But seagulls? That's a different story. I'm sure it's because of the time a bunch of seagulls chased me when I was a kid. They didn't hurt me, but I've been really scared of them ever since. That's a real problem, because a lot of my friends enjoy going to the beach, but I stay home to avoid the birds.
4.
I don't know why, but I'm really afraid of heights. I work in a tall building, and I can't even stand to look out my office window. Right away, I get this feeling like I'm suddenly going to fall. I'm really afraid. Of course, airplanes are the worst. I'm really nervous when I have to fly. The biggest problem is that there are some fun things I can't do with my kids. The other weekend, I took them to an amusement park. They were excited about going on the roller coasters, but I was too afraid to take them. My kids were really disappointed. I felt terrible about letting them down.